1270. The Buzz
welcomes you to Broadview, a weekly radio show that looks into the issues here in Northern Nevada. Hot topics of the week, a senior moment or two, and special guests. Phone lines are open now at 823-1920. Here is your host, Jay Davis.
And a very good Saturday to you, and so nice to have you along with us. Welcome my co-host, JP Attitude. Hey, JP.
Hey.
How's your week?
It was good.
It was good?
But this is always my favorite day.
It is, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, it's so fun. So many times when we're done here, we go, ooh, fun. A lot of news going on this week. A lot of stuff. Every week.
Yep, we hit the national news again, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. Ooh, we will talk about that, our fire. People have been able to go back starting at noon today. 41 homes, 15 absolutely uninhabitable, and the rest charred and burned. But wow, was that the scariest day? I mean, if the winds, what if we've had winds here 3 and 4 days at a time? That could have really been something too ugly. A lot of people evacuated and all that, yeah.
I knew two of them, yeah.
You did, yeah? I know people that lived up there. Yeah, that
woken evacuated. Up at 1 or 2 in the morning, and mm-hmm. he looked out, they said, you got to go, and he looked out his bedroom window, and the house next door was on fire.
Oh, my gosh. Is his house gone?
The last I heard, he didn't know yet himself. I mean, he came to work instead of going to a first aid station, so it's hard to get information about your own home because
still
they don't want
in.
You coming back.
Yeah. And there were so many emergency vehicles up there and people on the road and trying to get them out and looky-loos they talked about.
Yeah.
They want them up there. People wanted to see if they could help and what they could see. So that's a lot of all that. But now they can get back in. You still can't get back into the area if you don't have a driver's license or a way of showing
right.
that you live there. So you've got to have that ID. But we'll talk about that and bring you up to date with the Collin Ranch fire here in a little bit when we do our Nevada news. In the world this week, I saw, first of all, Muammar Gaddafi's son, Saif al-Islam. He was the last one left.
Very good pronunciation.
Hey, I did pretty good, huh? It's probably wrong, but hey, I tried.
Yeah, sounds good.
But his other son, of course, was killed too, his son Mostasem. But they've been waiting to find Saif.
So where'd they find
him? And they have. He's the only wanted member left. He was captured as he traveled with aides in a convoy in Libya's southern desert. Libyan officials told everyone on Saturday, that's today, was yesterday, thunderous celebration. Gunfire shook the Libyan capital as the news spread. They were so happy that he had been captured.
I don't know how that makes much difference to him.
Well, he's been charged by the International Criminal Court for crimes against humanity. He was detained about 30 miles west of the town of Obari. He was with two aides. He was trying to flee to a neighboring Niger, but the country's acting justice minister later said the convoy's destination was not confirmed. They're not even sure where he was going or where he was coming from. A lot of murky circumstances surrounding the death of Gaddafi and his other son, and a lot of people are up in arms about that. It's drawn a lot of criticism from some of the rights groups. Okay, whatever. Chief Amnesty International urged the Libyans to transfer Saif to the ICC base in the Netherlands. I didn't even know they had a prison there. They want him to be taken as soon as possible. The NTC, which is the National Tribal Council, those are the ones that took over the governing of the country after Gaddafi was ousted. They will decide actually where Saif is going to be tried. There's a mouse in the house. So the main criteria is that he generally will be prosecuted for the same crimes as right. his father. There's an obligation, they say, legal obligation under the international law for the national government to cooperate with the ICC, which is the...
Whew, if you're wondering why the Netherlands, that's where The Hague is. That's where they do these international trials. So that's why the Netherlands...
Well, I thought it was New York.
No,
okay,
we don't
now
want
I'm confused. So, Libyan Information Minister said that the NTC had not taken an official position yet, but his personal view is that Saif is an outlaw and should be tried in front of the Libyan court by Libyan people.
Yeah, it makes sense to me.
Libyan justice. Yeah, where in Tripoli?
Yeah.
I mean, what's going to happen?
Why is the Netherlands the place to try a Libyan criminal?
Well, because it's an international court that's taken over. You know, I've got the the mouse is back.
That's coming through on the air. Did you know that?
Yeah. He's the engineer. He doesn't care. He's fixing
things.
Leave him alone. So anyway, the ICC, maybe he'll go to Netherlands, maybe not. Maybe they'll just bring him back because the information minister of Libya wants him tried right there in Libya. Boy, that could be. What do they think of him? I mean, they did like him, didn't they? I mean, he's not a bad son. Or is he the bad son?
Doesn't sound like they liked him. They were celebrating when they caught him.
Yeah, they were celebrating because they're still, they're living on that high of bringing down the regime.
Here's how it works with a dictator. You have to pretend you like him while he's in power. It's just like kind of like you and me,
behind
our
his back.
Relationship.
Yeah. Yeah, when you go home, your wife has to hear it, doesn't she? Yeah, that is kind of the way it is, though. And families over there. I mean, if you're part of it, then you're part of the problem. So yeah. Be interesting to see what happens.
So whatever happened to the daughter? Did you ever hear anything?
I haven't heard a word.
Me either.
No, I really do think she's in Libya. I mean, in New York.
She got the heck
Somebody
out of there.
Somebody's family lived in New York.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy stuff. But they found him. So that's it. That wraps up the threesome anyway. Interesting. Also, Operation Pedro Pan. You ever heard about this?
Nope.
This was a generation of Cuban Americans between the years 1960 and 1962, and the program from the U.S. airlifted more than 14,000 Cuban children from Havana. 50 years later, those children are recalling how that flight changed their lives. That was when Castro took over. In Miami this weekend, a group of Cuban Americans, now that they are, they're now in their 50s and 60s, gathered to commemorate the flights that took them from their homeland to America, which is now their homeland. The journey began early January 1959 when Fulgencio Batista, he fled the country and Fidel Castro arrived in Havana and took over. Since Cuba communist government loosened the grip on the economy, thousands of small private businesses have sprung up. It's all different down there now.
Oh,
yeah, they've got small businesses. Now, they're loosening. You know, his son has kind of taken over. And he's,
I think it's his brother.
He's been ill. Thought it was, yeah, it's his brother, you're
it's
right.
His brother. He's almost as old as Fidel. You know, he's not going to last long either. So hopefully, when those
so
two
optimistic.
Are gone, hopefully somebody else will come along and let those people have a little bit of freedom.
Well, and I think the young are taking over already. There's snack bars, food stalls, all over Havana. There aren't too many Tito places, Uncle Tito places.
What's that?
Cabanas, you know, where they had lots of music and stuff. I mean, they love music, the Cubans.
Clubs.
Yeah. But they've got that going on. They're selling napkins, to-go containers, everything. They got a slick website, a lot of slick websites over there. So they're actually getting into business. And there are a lot of small businesses over there. They got two new startup food stands this week in Havana neighborhoods. Six others have already gone up under since last fall when President Raul Castro let more Cubans go into the business for themselves. He's letting them. He's allowing them. The government of President Raul Castro now says it cannot afford to maintain the system of how they get food rations.
Right.
Is what they get. And I was reading here where they get something that we can just go buy anytime we want. Once a month, once or twice a month. And that's dish detergent.
These are nasty people. Let's never forget how nasty these
well,
Castros
it's getting,
are.
It's getting looser. It is getting looser. And they're kind of liking it now so over there.
Just a few weeks ago, they said they can buy a new car now.
Yeah.
Now, it sounds like, okay, they're coming around. But let's face it.
It's taking forever.
How ridiculous it is in the 21st century that you have to give people permission to buy a car.
Well, if you think about it, you know what? I don't know. I might prefer to walk with all we have to pay with the licensing and the insurance and everything. I mean, they're headed in that same direction. They're just getting there a little slower. Cubans supplement their diets mostly by shopping at produce markets. They're among the very few spaces set aside for private enterprise. So they grow things there, run by the government,
though.
It sounds
like Communist Russia, doesn't it? Remember how they used to do that? Mm-hmm. You couldn't get any food in the supermarket, so you'd go down to the farmer's market.
The vendors are widely despised for trying
really?
for trying to cheat customers, faulty scales and things. Oh, you want a pound of this? And they're, you know, giving them a half a pound. Yeah, dish detergent. Oh, 3 or 4 or 6 months, they get one bottle of dish detergent.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey.
So interesting, but Miami's celebrating because they don't live there anymore. They are Cuban Americans.
For your average guy, one thing of dishwashing stuff every 6 months would probably be enough.
Well, every 6 years is more like it.
Rinse the plate off and put it back in the cupboard.
You know what? I have to tell you that when I was younger and single, and I would just, when my dishes got, this is terrible. I shouldn't even admit
yeah,
this.
Yeah, go ahead. Admit
you know
it.
What I'm going to say.
What?
Just when the dishes would get dirty, and I was busy. I was working. I was
Don't give me your excuses.
I was,
just tell me.
Just busy. Just go home to change my clothes and sleep. Well, I'd throw them out. And then I'd go to the thrift store and buy them.
Oh, no.
I did it. I did. I admit it.
Guys do that with clothes, you know?
Yes, I know. When they get so stinky,
if they can afford it, they'll just buy clothes, wear them till they're dirty, and throw them away.
Yeah, I did that. But if you only get dish detergent every now and then, I mean, geez, you're going to have to save the soapy water every night, or I don't know. That's, got to have my dish detergent. 4 to 6 months. Well, they've come a long ways. And yeah, celebrate down there in Miami because you are Americans.
That's right.
Drop the Cuban American. You're from there, but you are Americans, right?
Right.
Yahoo! Celebrating 50 years.
And they were kids when they came over, so they probably don't remember that much about.
They do. That's why they're celebrating. They do. That's what they're talking about. You can go online and check out any of the news websites, and they're talking about how they're celebrating in Miami, the 50 years, and how that flight, or those flights, 14,000 of them, children, all children, changed their life coming from Havana to Miami.
My, how things changed between Kennedy and Clinton, right? Because Clinton was flying him back. Remember Elian Gonzalez?
No, I don't remember.
He's the little boy that
I remember the
came
trumpet.
Over.
I remember Tito Puente.
And his mother died on the trip over, so now he was an orphan, and the father wanted him back in Cuba.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Now you remember, yeah.
Yes, now I do.
That was Clinton. So under Clinton, we flew him back, even though he didn't want to go.
Have we heard anything since then?
Under Kennedy, we flew him over here.
Is he still there? Have we heard anything lately?
Yeah, he's kind of a celebrity in Cuba, so his life's not quite as bad.
So now he's loving it over there.
Well, no, I don't know if he's loving it. What could he ever...
Probably getting dish detergent every month.
You better believe they'll never let him come over here again, because what if he stayed?
Thank you for joining us on Broadview. There's more conversation and more attitude from JP coming up right here. Don't go away.
1270, The Buzz.
One Nevada Credit Union.
Nevada Federal is now One Nevada Credit Union. And to celebrate, we're having an auto loan blowout special. You can finance or refinance with us today at rates as low as 2.98%. And we'll even throw in no payments for 90 days. But hurry, this offer ends soon. See what else is new. Visit us online at onenevada.org today.
One Nevada Credit Union.
Is now open to all Washoe County residents. Visit us online at onenevada.org today or call 827-3880. One Nevada Credit Union. Our one focus is you.
One Nevada Credit Union. Your dreams realized.
Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
Looking your best is what we specialize in at RenewMD. Today, having the latest cutting-edge equipment and a trained staff of experts, it's possible in a matter of an hour to begin to roll back the years. And now, with the amazing results, you can get a free annual membership to the RenewMD spa facilities. If your concerns are wrinkles, spotty sun-damaged skin, blotchy tone, broken capillaries, or small veins, RenewMD invites you to get a complimentary evaluation and consultation. Board-certified in plastic surgery, Dr. James Murray offers more than a decade of experience in cosmetic services and invites you to see our area's most complete medical spa. RenewMD offers custom skin refinement and our area's most advanced laser hair removal systems in the world. Call 852-4500 for your complimentary consultation. That's 852-4500. RenewMD, the only place offering you a complimentary spa membership with a qualifying program purchase. RenewMD, setting the gold standard at affordable prices.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now, here's your host, Jay Davis.
Wow. Thank you for joining us today on this Broadview. Cool kind of Saturday in Northern Nevada.
Yeah. Winter's starting to get here, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it's here. It's here. Crisp and cool, and the leaves. I saw these guys raking up their leaves from this one house. I swear to God, they had 14. I counted them. 14 huge piles just from one yard. Do you remember as a kid how you had so much fun up where I live? Today. This is the perfect day.
Because the wind is gone. Because I was going to say, if they were doing it 2 days ago, that wind took it to the next
county. That's what I'm thinking. I always rake my leaves on a windy day.
So they're
like
gone.
I always comb my dog, brush my dog on a windy day.
Just rake it into the air.
Boom,
and
it goes. Yeah, I don't have to worry about it. 14 piles. Welcome, Amy. Hi.
Well, hello.
Your week was good?
It was great. Thank you for asking. How about you?
Yeah, it was great. It's always great. It's great. I wake up and I'm breathing. I go, oh, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, another chance.
My hearts and prayers and thoughts go out to those, of course. You already mentioned
it. Yeah, well, we just mentioned it. We are going to talk about it, though. Of course, that's our main news.
Wow. 10,000 evacuated. Thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. What?
Gosh.
10,000?
10,000.
Are you sure?
2,000.
Very close.
The blaze stands at 2,000 acres, Sierra mm-hmm. Front wildfire. I hate saying wildfire. Public information come from Reagan. He said that the information was that it destroyed 21 homes. But what happened was they actually had 41 homes. 15 of them were uninhabitable. You couldn't mm-hmm. get in, couldn't get back in. And some of them were still standing. Mm. But there were 41 that were burned across the area. Bartley Ranch, boy, that was, I mean, fire. Unbelievable mm-hmm. way it just jumped. Power has been returned to many of the Southwest Reno homes. There's still some outages, but not too many now, I hear. You could go online and see if we have any updated information there if you want to, JP. Progress, though, I mean, it's like 65%, maybe more than that now, contained.
Wonderful.
Yeah, since it died down and everybody came to our rescue. Wasn't that great? Firemen,
absolutely.
So brave.
From other states, even.
From other states. Yeah. Well, FEMA's paying for it, so you bet.
And the Red Cross, they called me up. They said, you're part of the evacuation team, you know, to mobilize. Are you willing to help this weekend? I said, absolutely.
What does that mean? What did you do?
Did she have to go and...
Well, I was going to, but we were told to stand down because they have it under control now.
Is that a military word? Stand down,
yes.
Officer.
Yes, stand down.
Stand down. Stay where you are. Stay where you are. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we've got boxes down in the lobby here. We're going to be collecting money to help those that lost their homes and everything they own. I mean, when you... You have a fire that quick in the middle of the night and they're beating on your door. Get out. You grab your animals and you go.
I know. I had a friend who told me that very same thing. God bless her heart. Over there by Bartley Ranch.
Yeah. Some will have insurance, so the insurance companies will be under a burden. Mm.
The couple I know grabbed their cats and that's it. And I'm saying, well, get your priorities in order. Get your computers and leave the cats.
Hey, we were talking about that. You know, I started thinking about that. No, he doesn't mean it. Well, he might. We were talking about that and I started thinking, maybe I should think. I mean, I'm not going to go put something together in a place but I did think about getting things that I wanted, photographs and things. Right. But I have all that on my thumbnails and stuff. So I thought, no, just grab your thumbnails and your auxiliary drives, you got everything on there now. So now's a good time for everybody to begin to do that process of putting your pictures on auxiliary drives. I know they got cloud out in the atmosphere. Those people will be happy with their paperwork. I mean, if you have a safe, good, put your thumbnails and things in there because that's the only thing that'll be standing sometimes.
Yeah. If the house burns down, I'm not sure the thumb drives will still be good.
Yeah, they will.
Inside
if you put them
safe.
They have fire resistant up to a certain amount of degrees.
Right.
They don't melt. There are certain things now that you can fireproof yourself with. Your guns, everything, and you're safe. So that it's just standing there. Yeah, it's probably charred on the outside.
Nice.
But it's big business. Mm-hmm. So if you get all your stuff on your auxiliary drives, now's a good time to get all your personal papers, your important things, your pictures, all those things. And then at least all you do concentrate on is maybe those little knick-knacky antique things that are special, your animals, you know, things like that. And I started thinking that's what I'd do. I'd head for my microphones and I'd get my hard drive, not my computer. I wouldn't take that. I'd take my auxiliary drives. I've got about 3 or 4 of them. All my little thumbnails are in my purse anyway.
How many animals do you have?
I have one dog.
One dog?
And she's up
our... Yeah, you got to save a dog.
She's up our bootay. She'd be right there. I mean, there'd be no way we'd get out of the house without her. She'd be right there. But yeah, that, of course, is first. But, I mean, there's people with lots of animals and all the horses and everything that they opened the livestock event
Friend
center.
Of mine had to have their livestock evacuated, yes.
You know, that's the thing. And I hate to say it like this, but it makes me feel good. I don't like that it takes a disaster, but it is a